Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Say ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, fam? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Cherry Podcast. First off, happy holidays, guys. Merry Christmas. All that good shit. I hope that y'all have just had, I don't know, just an amazing holidays. I know that I have been sick as hell for the majority of mine. I've had COVID / the flu, whatever. Like, I've just felt like shit. I want to thank everybody that helped with our toy drive. We hit our goal. Man, you guys just give and give and give, and you guys are just the fucking best. I can't put into words as how fucking great you guys are. Thank y'all so much. I didn't want to end the year without dropping a couple more shows. Kind of had to anyway. But what I decided to do was, I don't know whether we're going to end up having a New Year's show or not. We didn't really have a Christmas show, which is fine. Me and Cam, I guess you could say, kind of did one another day. I think tomorrow on Wednesday, the 27th, we're going to try to do a group show. That's one reason why I'm putting this out real fast. That, hey, if you guys ain't got shit going on, and any of y'all would like to be part of the New Year's show, a little celebration Wednesday night, let me know. I'm not 100% sure we're going to do it yet, but if I get some good characters in here, I think we're going to. It'll be a good time. It'll be a real good time. Let's see what else. What I am finna drop right now, though, is a little entertaining shit for you guys. So, the past couple years, we've done a New Year's Eve party and recorded it. And some of you are new listeners and probably haven't got a chance to hear me and Lee Tucker celebrating the New Year's together. I'm gonna drop that one first. And then we had one episode that was 15 fucking people, which was another New Year's Eve party. So, we're gonna drop the last 2 years' New Year's Eve parties right now. So I hope you guys enjoy them. Thank y'all so much for making this year special. Because of you guys, we crushed it this year, and I hope we keep crushing it in the future. And the only way we do that is because of you guys. I'm very grateful for each and every one of you. We're going to have some great guests coming on next year. We've got some big shit that's going to be happening next year, and I'm just grateful. It's been wonderful so far. So, I'm going to shut the hell up now. You guys are about to laugh your asses off. You're about to go ham, giggle. So please enjoy the next 2 hours, our New Year's Eve special from last year, I believe, with me and Lee Tucker. I love you guys.
Did you know that lung cancer accounts for 1 in 5 cancer deaths? However, a recent 20-year study confirmed that annual low-dose CT scanning can reduce lung cancer deaths by 95%. That's right, 95%. Virtual Imaging of Atlanta specializes in low-dose CT scanning for cancers and heart disease screening. Visit virtualimagingatl.com for a special holiday offer now through January. Give yourself or a loved one the gift of life this holiday season.
How's your money feeling? It's about to feel happier with a certificate from Happy Money's partner, Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. Elevate and increase your savings with 18-month terms and only a $500 minimum. And the happiest part? MSU FCU certificates yield 4.5% APY annual percentage yield. Now that's a happier side of money. Elevate your savings. Go to happymoney.com/MSUFCU. That's MSUFCU. Funds insured up to $250,000 by NCUA. The APY is accurate as of the 12/1/2023 dividend declaration date. Early withdrawal penalties do apply. Fees may reduce earnings on the account. Any monthly withdrawals or transfers reduce earnings.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. You are about to get a fucking experience because I've got 13 motherfuckers at my table right now. It's 2021 now. And this is our New Year's Eve show. I'm going to go around the table, introduce everybody. I'm going to start to my right. I got Miss Jess. Jess, say hello.
Hello, guys.
You've got a lot of porn star in you. And next is Matthew Barton. Matthew has done a show with us this year.
What up, what up?
Next to him is Mr. Phil.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing? Hey, what's up, guys?
And Mr. Josh Davies.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
And next is a reoccurring star on this show, and his old lady for once, is Neil Mullis and Kilby Mullis. Woo!
Go ahead, dog.
Hello, hello.
You noticed, hey, how y'all doing? You noticed that she didn't squeal. And then... And then we got Mr. Lee fucking Tucker, my brother.
Hola, bitches. I'm Mexican drunk. Don't pay me no mind.
Next to him, and I say this, he's going to get mad at me. He served our country as a, he's been in the service. He's been a law enforcement officer. He is one of my real good friends that I cannot fucking believe. He's on my show right now. It's Mr. Donald Helms. When you really talk about somebody serving this country, he's done it in more ways than one. Mr. Helms, thank you for being here, sir.
Good morning and good year, whatever the fuck it is. Yeah.
There's a reason why he doesn't serve the country anymore. He doesn't know what fucking time it is.
That's just one of them.
Yeah. And next to him is Mr. Travis. Travis, tell him hello.
Hello.
And then your favorite fucking conspiracy theory nut. He has said so many stupid fucking things on this show in the past 3 months. And y'all fucking love this long hair, curly headed fuck. JD, tell him, hey,
what's up, everybody?
Four months ago, in the beginning of September, I was fired from my job at country radio. And thank I had God. Everybody in this room that was very supportive of me. And some of them thought I got the short end of the stick. And someone was like, you got what you fucking deserve. And they all helped me build what I've got now. And I'm very appreciative of everybody here. And so tonight, everybody come and hung out with us at the end of 2020. I know I fucking said it wrong. But tonight, we are all going to talk about what 2020 has been to us. That is all this is going to be. One of you is fucking choking. If you can't do the drugs, don't do them.
City Castle, we're sorry.
Yeah.
It's not drugs.
This has been the fucking weirdest year ever for most of us. Amen. I thought off this year was going to be my year to make a lot of money, and Corona said, "Fuck you, guy."
And he did. And he just drunk a Corona. He tipped that shit. He's part of the problem.
That's part of the solution because
he drank the Corona. Hell yeah, we here.
He said, "Fuck it. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it right." Now you go ahead. One of everybody in. Well, I say everybody.
Drinking from the jar.
There are several people in here that have been part of my show throughout the year. Matthew and his story, which you can go back and look at, was a very fucking good episode. Him and Josh Davies. Neil Mullis has been part of several episodes. Lee Tucker has been part of several episodes. So has JD. And we didn't know what the fuck we was going to do tonight. We just started drinking, having a good time. And this is how 2021 should start off. A lot of y'all are family to me now. And y'all have helped me grow. And I very much appreciate it. So we're going to start off like this, because if we don't do this in order, everybody's going to cuss everybody out and then we're just going to have to delete this shit. So I want to start off with what was the worst fucking thing in 2020 to my right. Jess,
What was the worst fucking thing in 2020 for you?
The worst thing in 2020 was being locked down and having our small businesses being forced to lock down with the big corporations like Walmart, Lowe's, our malls still being able to work. But the small businesses were being forced to lock down. The large corporations were still open for business. And that was a very confusing thing for us.
That hurt a lot of small businesses this year anyway, and they'll never recover. I think everybody in this room has somewhat been blessed because we also got our houses, we still got our vehicles and all that shit. There's a lot of people that struggle. What about you, Matthew? What 2020, what is it, what's the worst part of 2020 been for you?
The worst part for me was dealing with the, like Jess said, the lockdown and being depressed about not being able to get out and go in to see the people that I normally went to see. Like, I'm in, like, with me, my thing is being in the gym, like, most of my day. So not being able to go to the gym and interact with those people that gave me drive and gave me motivation, like, kind of messed with me a little bit. And then toward the end of the year, having something that happens to me all the time kind of drove me into a slight depression that I had to fight my way out of mentally for myself. But luckily I had friends that were able to pull me out of it, and me mentally being strong as I am, being able to pull out of it. But that's about it.
Well, I'm just glad you're here with us, dude. Like, you've been such an inspiration to so many people that have listened to the podcast in the past 3 months. Your story is such a fucking story of overcoming adversity that it's stupid. But we'll get in that later, because you got another episode or two coming up with us. We're very excited to have you part of our family.
I'm excited to be part of
it. Phil, we just met you. I don't know if we're supposed to call you fucking Philip or Phil or whatever the fuck it is, but
just don't call me Charles. That's my first name.
There's one person we call Charles, and his last name's Winborn. And
Chucky, we all know him.
Oh God, he's one of my favorites, but
he's not, dangerous.
He's not. He's like a fucking gremlin. He can't come out after dark.
I love Chuck Winborn so much.
Chuck is fucking.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, we'll save that one for the next one. What about you, Phil? Phil, what has 2020 been for you as far as the life?
Just strange. I think honestly, this year has really been a year of like revealing, like just to show the truth of what's really going on, and really, like, if you think about it, just resurrection, really, because I mean, it just shows the low parts show us that there's great opportunity, there's great potential, but the problem is that, you know, we get so engulfed in reality in the world that we don't see it.
You're way too fucking optimistic for 2020.
That's right.
But no, I'm glad you are. Some people have to be.
One thing I've always been like this is you have to have bad days to have good days.
Absolutely.
I mean, just because you have a bad year, bad day, bad second, bad hour doesn't mean you can't have an amazing.
A bad day doesn't mean a bad life.
Exactly. And even though this year has just been just confusing, shitstorm, to be honest with you, it's
fucking stupid.
Yeah, it makes
sure. There's no fucking words other besides this year was fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yes, sir. Mr. Davies.
Yeah.
You are one of the ones that have came in here and talked, and then I stalked your social media afterwards.
Stalked.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good word.
I did. Because I knew if me and you ever got to one-on-one conversation, you had one with my buddy Neil that's next to you a while ago.
Yeah.
And we heard it fucking over there, like in the control booth.
Yeah.
And you are special. You are unique. And your point of view on stuff is I very much respect it, sir. And I thank you for being different than some of us in our political beliefs, but the way that you go about it is something fucking very special.
Yeah.
And I very much appreciate it. And then you also take care of this motherfucker over here. Our part of his life, Matthew, you helping him with his documentary right now.
Yeah.
And you're special, dude, and I'm glad you're part of our family, too.
Thanks, man. I'm glad to be here.
And then next to this son of a bitch. What's bad is this son. I'm always scared that his wife is going to pop up after a podcast. Fire him. I know her.
He's going to get fired.
Shit, I think that I'm going to get fired from some of the shit he says because I'm so scared that your wife is going to kick your ass. But the fact that you and your wife are here tonight, Mr. and Mrs. Mullis, that's fucking cool.
That'd be good.
For all the shit, all the shit that like all of us have been through, you know, it's, we won't get into that because this is about 2020. This isn't about fucking old shit. But thank you for coming, Neil. You've made my show. People have asked about you a lot this year, and the fact that Kilby's here. Oh fuck, they're gonna.
That's
love
my right
her.
Hand.
They're gonna right. love her way more than like you, and they yeah. fucking like you.
Is this my right hand? This is my right hand. If I didn't have my wife, I wouldn't have nothing to live for.
From what I've heard,
this, you'd have your right hand. She, I mean, she is. I mean, really.
No. Sometimes you only have your right hand. From the first joke he ever told when he did the podcast. And as soon as we got done, Lee was there. I think he was there.
Yeah.
No, it was Chris Taylor. The first joke that fucking Neil ever told on the podcast was it's about being married. And afterwards, he was like, she's going to fucking kill me.
He's well, like, I mean, you know, marriage is like everybody says, all the old timers says, it's hard, it's work. And it is, it's hard. It is, it's a very hard thing to do. Anybody that's married at this table would agree with me.
If you don't agree with me, you
we got one more.
If you don't agree with me, you haven't been married long enough. Marriage is hard work. I mean, it really is. It's a hard thing to do to wake up every day and stay in love and agree and maintain your household with your partner. This one just happens to make it very easy. She happens to make it very, very easy for me to do that every day. I got an amazing wife. I love her to death. Anything I have
he's trying
said,
to get laid later. I don't blame him.
Don't let him fool you.
Or that sugar.
Those points,
no, or that sugar on.
I believe in giving credit where credit is due, and I've married an amazing woman.
Every time that Kelby's not around, you always fucking speak so highly of her, though. And I'm not just kissing her ass because she's in front of me. I'm just glad that she's came. This is the first time she played
with you ever. It's hard to do.
But, no, the way that you talk about her when she's not around, it's what a lot of us want.
I hope everybody
finds it. A lot of us want it, and it's very special, and that's why I'm glad you're here.
I hope everybody finds it one day.
Yeah. And then to the fucking left of them.
Right.
Right. No, it's my left, motherfucker.
No, hell no.
It's your right, but it's my left. God, he is my brother. I don't care if we've only known each other 5 years. Mr. Lee Tucker. Everybody fucking loves Lee Tucker that listens to this podcast.
I love you, brother.
This is going to be fucking weird.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to get to talk a lot. I feel like you're going to steal the show.
And not this, at all.
And then the fucking asshole...
but I would like to say my 2020, as far as my 2020, it's been weird because I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and so many small businesses have been shut down. All the bars that I play at throughout the years, like all year long, they've been shut down, but yet all of the big businesses have been open. There's no Outback Steakhouse has been closed. There's no Kroger being closed. But all of the places that I've played throughout the year have been just shut down to 25% capacity. And it's been rough on those guys. But personally, 2020 has been amazing to me. I've got the same wonderful people in my life that have been there for years. And I've got to say that I've met some other great people. I've been invited into some circles that I never imagined that I would be in. Josh has been part of my circle for 5 years, and he will always be a part of my circle. He's one of my favorite people in this world.
Oh, you made me hurt.
No, it's true. But, I mean, literally within the last year, I had my first publishing meeting. I mean, with people that wrote Eric Church hits, people that wrote just huge hits.
You were just fucking hanging out with Blue Foley.
I mean,
who's Grammy nominated fucking right now.
2 years in a row.
Songs.
2 years in a row.
Just did a
Grammy
Lee
nominated
Tucker fucking event.
He did, and he's one of the
Don't
best
be
people. I'm just saying, Blue Foley is one of the best people in this world. He is 2 years in a row Grammy nominated, CMA nominated this year. I mean, but those are the people I've been invited to songwriter festivals with these people that I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm from Hazelhurst, Georgia. I'm a nobody. And I've been invited to hang out with people that are just way beyond me. And how I got there, I have no idea, except for good alcohol and good jokes. That's all I mean. I'm just fat and precious. I try to make people laugh, and I love everybody. And I'm just saying, I had my first publishing meeting. It went great. My first publishing meeting went great. I've written songs. I mean, my buddy Barrett Baber, he wrote Nothing on You by Cody Johnson this year, and I've got to write with him coming up. And I haven't said this yet, and I'm going to say it right now. I got a song that's inspired by Gracie
please don't you do that.
I'm telling you now, I got a song. I'm not going to tell you the idea because I don't want nobody to steal it, but I got a song about Gracie that I had a feeling about that I had the idea. I've got so many song, like voice memos on my phone about Gracie that I had that I wrote in your guest bedroom where I sleep when I'm not in the recliner watching Andy Griffith. I got an idea about Gracie that I'm saving for Barrett Baber and Blue Foley, and we're going to write it together February 1st, and I'm excited about it, and I hadn't told you about that yet. So,
no, you just fucked me up.
I know. Trust me, I'm crying right now because I know it's gonna hit you harder.
I don't want you to hear the song until it's done,
but I'm just saying, I'm just saying that I come from Hazelhurst, Georgia, and I went to Nashville, and I have met so many great people, and I have been hanging out with just people that are ridiculous. I mean, Blue Foley, number one songwriter, Mitchell Tenpenny, Dylan Carmichael, all these people.
Ashley McBride.
I love Ashley too. But I'm just saying, it's just stupid that I've been associated with those people.
It's because you're good at what the fuck you did, brother. Cheers, I love you guys.
And I'm just saying that the fact that I am where I am, I love everybody in this room, man. Thank you guys so much for having me here. And thank y'all for listening to me. And I'm gonna shut the fuck up now.
I love y'all so much.
You, brother. But everybody says 2020 was a bitch, and it really was because I lost some good people, but I gained a lot of great friends in 2020. That, you know, it's just stupid.
There's not a person in this room that don't love you.
I love everybody, man. I'm telling you.
I ain't fell in love with him.
You got to have one smart ass.
Even though I tried to get him to go to Cuba with me.
I did try to go to Cuba with my boy Don Elms over here.
Speaking of Cuba.
I'm going to give it up. I'm done here, Don. I'm done. I love y'all. Thank y'all for putting up with us.
We're all moving back to it.
Love y'all, man.
I love you too, brother. No, we absolutely love you. One thing I always do here, if this is your first time listening to the show, is I made a lot of mistakes when I was younger in life. There is someone here right now that has known me longer than most at the table who one point in time could have arrested me, could have kicked my ass, and has always been really good to me, and he served our country. And he is, I don't know if he is anymore because he's having a good time with us tonight. But he was a law enforcement officer for a very long time. When Lee just said Cuba, you were stationed at Guantanamo, right?
That's right.
And Donald Helms, you ain't got to give your rank or nothing, but tell him, he served our fucking country. And if you're listening right now, I ask you to please say either a cheers for him and his family, or give him a toast or say a prayer. But thank you for serving this country, because you're the only person at this table right now that has fucking done that. And thank you, sir. We very much appreciate your service, sir.
Thank you, guys. For the last 30 years, I've been in firefighting, law enforcement, military for the last 30 years. Question is, what has 2020 meant to me? The one thing that detests me the most is how our Republicans and Democrats have used this COVID as a political movement for themselves. Whether you agree with either side, the way I feel about this, especially with this last stimulus, is they say they working for the American economy and everything, but most of the money is going overseas.
It don't make much sense, dude.
And I just cannot understand how every time they fuss about it or try to make their point is about for the COVID-19, but when you look at how much money is actually supposed to go to COVID-19, it's not that much with this.
No, all of us feel like we got fucked, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or a liberal.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
For the first time in a long time, all of us can agree, everybody got fucked at the same time.
What I heard is they could have used some KY.
They didn't even buy us fucking dinner first.
My thing with this stimulus package is, why did we have to incorporate other countries? Why not just talk about the United States? Because that's who we're trying to take care of.
You're the only one at this table that fucking knows how bad that sucks because you served our country.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've been overseas in several countries. I've been in war. I've been in Iraq. I have the Bronze Star, Archon with the V device. I have the Combat Action Ribbon. And when I was in Iraq, I saw how those people lived. They need help. However, this country right now with the small businesses losing money and people...
It makes no sense.
And the stimulus package, they talk about sending money to other countries, but they keep calling it the COVID-19 package. And it's way off of it. It's only just a certain percentage that goes toward America. And that's what I have a problem with it. When they talking about, gender, studying for gender stuff.
We'll get them Transformers in a few minutes. Hold on. We'll get those in a few minutes. Because the rant that you're on right now is what a lot of us want to be on.
Well, I did hear that, well, damn, Neil. Okay.
Hold on, before you talk, you ginger fuck. All right. We got to introduce the last couple of people that's here because we've never had this many people before. Travis has been somebody who has followed me since Bearded Bastard. He's followed Lee. He's a fucking great guy.
I love Travis. I got to say
Travis, introduce yourself, sir. Hey. Well, you fucked up that. You just had a floor to just go like hammer with, but you didn't. Tell him a little bit more about you. Where are you from, Travis?
I am from Plainsboro, Georgia.
Swain, there you go. Travis is from Swainsboro, Georgia. He's a simple man he talks real few. Next to him is the curly headed fuck that's always here, Mr. Conspiracy Theory himself, JD. JD, say, don't break. No, it's fucking wild.
JD has a fan. I got some fans in the crowd. You know what I'm saying?
I swear you just made that conspiracy dick hard. He has never been so excited.
He's got a reptilian dick.
Oh, we're not doing it. We're not fucking doing it. I'm not doing that shit tonight.
He ain't never had nothing grow 2 inches in his life.
Hey, Don, we can't say that when we have guts like we have.
Yeah, but mine.
Nobody won't hear about that.
Mine goes 2 inches past.
And I don't know whether they want to be introduced or not, but they're part of the fucking show now. Y'all don't have to talk. But, Kobe and his wife. Kobe! There you go. That's all you got to say.
Kobe beef is high priced now.
Yeah. That's not what we're talking about there, Don.
You say cold beef?
No, he said Kobe beef. Oh,
yeah, that's that Japanese.
That's my
beef.
Nickname.
I like beef. Hot beef and cold beef.
Cold beef.
I'm a fan of red meat.
Yeah. So, before we get, because we're going to fuck this all up, but this is going to be funny if we do it right. 2020 sucked for a lot of us, but I think a lot of us learned a lot of shit. A lot of us got better. We got people here. Lee's businesses went down. My businesses went down. Neil and Kelby, their son has been sick the past little while, which Walker's doing better. And so if you listen to our ass, pray for, he's got surgery coming up. Matthew has done some fucking great stuff this year. And Josh Davies is He's got an Obama impression. It's pretty fucking good.
Please do it.
Have you not heard him do Obama yet?
Josh?
If he's gonna,
I thought it was Obama when I walked in.
No, but he likes women.
He's not the president.
We're talking about Obama.
Excuse me, are you gonna suck this dick? If you're gonna do the Obama impression, you gotta do you're listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry podcast in Obama's voice.
But you gotta give him a mic.
He's got one. It's a non-directional. He's got it.
Now let me be clear. I enjoy women. I enjoy tall, beautiful women. I still, despite everything I've heard, I still enjoy you people here. This is a great show. It's fun to listen to. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
And Michelle circumcised.
Screw 2020. You can get the fuck out.
Oh, shit. Josh, you just told a goddamn show. We ain't even done it long.
You gotta finish it now. I love that. You
have tall Edward Stone.
You gotta do this.
No, I'm literally when all y'all are quiet after this is over, I'm gonna get him to do the intro to my show.
I love this.
Is it not fucking fantastic?
It is phenomenal.
He just ruined it.
I love him as a person.
Got so many though, not just Obama.
Yeah.
He's got
what other ones do you got?
He's got Joker. He's got
what else you got, John?
I've been looking at getting into like voice acting and wanting to do like impressions for a long Fiverr. Time now.
You got
to
get in Fiverr.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I used to do in radio.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
You do. You'll make some money. You're very good at New Year's resolution. The what?
New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Mine is to I don't know, not get anybody that's pregnant.
That's a good one. That's a great one.
Yeah. That's the Christian thing.
That's a very good one.
I'll start this evening.
Say goodbye. To your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's a surgery for that.
I want to get clipped so bad.
I got some damn wire cutters in the truck.
No, you're fine.
Well, Josh, I don't think you have to worry about getting clipped as much as you've been getting.
I'm not even worried about getting clipped anymore. I'm worried about growths.
Pornhub's not going to get you pregnant.
It ain't his dick growth he's worried about.
That's a sponsored plug.
I know. Pornhub. Hashtag pay me.
Hey, why don't you get OnlyFans?
Why don't you start one with me? Hey, trust me. If you want to put it out there, darling, I'll be right behind you. Literally. I saw you walk away from me earlier. I wasn't mad about it.
Me either.
Hey, Josh. You need to
I need to what?
Matt
to
is hired.
This
motherfucker's
what subscription?
Okay. Your podcast.
I'll do it when you're doing this. I'll definitely put it on.
I don't give her two compliments. She's looked at me like I'm crazy.
She's like, you don't fuck around.
Trust me, because you still want to. He knows MMA.
He knows MMA.
He'll choke you out in one way. I'll choke you out in another.
I mean, and it ain't with his dick. I promise.
To be clear, I have multiple ways. Let's just put it.
Oh shit!
Hey,
I got one, and it's very dissatisfying. It's okay.
It's SpaghettiOs with meatballs. She eats it too fast.
You're the one who fucking eats all my SkittyOs.
I'm biting them SkittyOs.
I got us pimento cheese and hashtag Georgia Bob's.
Hey, Georgia Bob's.
We got chicken salad when we get home.
Oh, chicken salad, come on. And Andy Griffin on Amazon Prime since Netflix.
Before, because y'all told me how to direct this. I'm going to direct it. Because there's so many good stories at this table.
It could be a shit show if we ain't careful.
I know. You're exactly right there, dickhead. So, I'm going to guess because... of all of us here, everybody's got a big heart. Everybody gives back. Everybody's sympathetic. There is one person here who's everybody's story that I've heard this year that has been on our show. It's been Matthews. I'm not putting you on the spot here, there, dickhead. But Matthew is doing a documentary right now of his life. There's been so many people, man, that have heard when you and Josh came on the show and heard what you've been through. And I just want to know, I think a lot of us do here.
I got to say that I listen to it personally. And I told Matt outside, I'm like, dude, your story, just like, oh, my God.
Is it not fucking so badass?
It blew my mind. I'm like, man, like, I wish I was able to do the shit you've done, brother.
Dude, you're the tough of all of us sitting here.
You inspire the shit out of me.
I appreciate that, man. But no.
You're amazing.
You're the toughest you're son amazing, of a bitch man. Sitting at this table, dude.
You are. I love you, brother.
It ain't even fucking close, man.
I love you.
It ain't even fucking close, man. I haven't got a chance because I told you and I told Josh after y'all came on the show that eventually we would all get back together again. Right. One reason why we haven't is because there were so many people inspired the first time. It's just like if you're a drug dealer. You give them a fucking taste, and they're fucking fixed, right?
Right.
So many people thought that you were such an inspiration in a year that was so bad for so many people. You have been through more shit than most of us. And I'm glad you're here tonight, and I'm glad you get to hear Lee. Neil listens to the fucking podcast, I know. A lot of folks do, man.
I'm just thankful I got to meet you, man.
Yeah,
I'm thankful I got to meet everybody.
I'm a fan of yours, dude. I really
you
am.
Are the person that everybody, when they ask me about with the podcast, they want to meet. Right. I just want to tell you that of everybody that has been on my show, I've got 32 episodes in. You. And a guy named Matt Jackson, but Matt's was just like a couple weeks ago. Yours was like 2 months ago. More people have asked to meet Matthew Burton and want to know more about you than anybody else.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's the greatest compliment I could ever receive because, like, I just want people to know, like, and I, like I've told you before, and I've told you this multiple times, like, I just want to keep inspiring people and doing it my way. If that's my way to do it, then... like, I'm down for it. Like, if you want to meet me, let me know. Like, hit me up. Like,
well, it's just what you do to people. Like, I told you when you were here, and you were talking about still wanting to, I still want you to fight. Like, you go out there and you bust ass, you do whatever you got to do, right? But understand, with the cards you've been dealt, the way that you handle it, there are so many people you inspire, dude.
Hell, I almost quit this year. Like, at the end of this year.
Dog, you're not fucking quitting. Everybody at this table is... You want to choke all of us out before you quit, dude. We're not fucking letting you.
He could. Don't say that.
No, no, he could. He could beat everybody's at his table's ass right now.
I'm glad.
He
told his ass no.
Like, you can ask Josh and Phil. Like, I almost quit this year. Like, in the middle... Like, that's what I say. This year was full of ups. And this year was full of downs, too. Because, like, for me, my ups was... I got the trailer to my show out. That was awesome. And the feedback I got on that, I thank every one of you for whoever looked at it and paid attention to it. I thank you for that. I got the trailer out. The first episode is almost done. The second episode we're working on now. But, like, the end of the year was bad. Like, I did a tournament for the first time in 3-4 years. And something happened at that tournament that kind of just soured the whole thing for me. And I was, you can ask Josh and Phil, I was both telling them, like, I was like, I'm done. In the middle of the tournament, I had one more match to go. I competed 5 times that night before the end of that tournament. And I told them before the last match, I was like, I'm done. I'm sick of doing this. I'm sick of this happening to me. But, like, after thinking about it, and after, like, sitting on it for, like, a week and a half, I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Like, dude.
Fuck yes, sir.
The reason I'm doing this shit is so that shit stops happening to me. So, like, fucking let me keep doing it. Like, it pissed me off to the point where I'm like, all right, next tournament I do, like, somebody's gonna know who the fuck I am. Like, they're gonna know.
Y'all give him a fucking round of applause. Matthew, you can't teach that. I'm just telling you. There's a lot of things. There might be people that can fucking out wrestle you, out whatever the fuck, karate you. I don't know.
They can't out hurt you, bro.
They can't hurt
Hell
you.
Hell no.
Amen.
What you just said is why people are fucking infatuated with you.
I appreciate
there has that. Been so many people that have heard you, and like you're the star.
I appreciate
within 5 minutes of meeting you tonight, I realized
I told
you don't
y'all.
Feel sorry for yourself. You don't.
I don't, man. Cause like
I got a lot of respect for you for that.
We don't allow him to have that.
Yeah. He doesn't.
And see. That was the thing I told you before. The first time I was on, surrounding yourself with the people that are gonna not feel sorry for you. But it's also my upbringing, and don't feel sorry for yourself. Work for what you want. So when I got down on that tournament, it was like, fuck it, I'm done. Because Josh even asked me, he's like, dude, what percentage do you think you're done? I'm like, I'm about a good 80% done, because I was like, I'm sick. Like, what? Thing is, I've wrestled at the age of 16 and wrestled till I was 17, and like, so that was high school. But then I decided I'm gonna go into MMA, and the same shit kept happening. So I was like, when he asked me that, I was like, I'm 80% done, because I'm like, I'm sick of this happening to me, like, and I can't explain it without having a long form platform to do it. But then after sitting on it for about a week and a half, I was like, fuck it. You know what? The reason I'm doing it is for shit like that to stop happening to me.
Well,
I want to tell the story better than that. And I want to give more people other than myself the opportunity to do what I'm doing without them having to fight as hard as I did.
Well, the thing is with you, Matthew, and I don't know if you even understand this. You've got people at this table. Neil Mullis is 6'3", fucking 250, in good shape.
Kobe, you're a weight break, any dogs.
Are we lying? Are we lying about size?
It's giving me a
high
weight break.
6'6"?
305.
6'3"'s put...
He's a big old fucker. He's a big old fucker. You got Josh. You got me. You got Lee. You got Donald. You got JD. You are fucking, you've got more heart than we've got size.
I appreciate it.
And there's something special about it, dude. It does not matter. You could go 0 and whatever. But it's the fact that I'll be real with you, you got more balls than I do. I've never been in an octagon. I don't know about you fellas, that there's one person in this whole room that has fought an MMA fight, and that's you, Matthew. You know how many people, like, when you walk in Walmart or you walk where the fuck you go, how many people, if they even look at you sideways, you get to say something they don't do, that you have a warrior's mentality and you've actually fucking gotten to a battle.
Well,
I can't say it.
I'd like to say something. I've been in combat. I've been in law enforcement and all those battles I was in was reactive. Going into it, knowing you're doing it, that's a different level.
Thank you, sir.
So, you know, that speaks volumes. Knowing you're going into the battle, but, you know, most of mine is reactive, but you training for it, knowing you fixing to go into it. Yes, I did it in the Army and all, but that was up to speculation. But what you did, you knew you was doing it. You knew good and well, hey, in 10, 15 seconds, I'm about to do it. So
that's
better than what I did.
It was definitely a night and day thing when asking him that question after the tournament and then talking to him like a week later, seeing that he was like, oh, no, it's good, shaking it off. And that's something that a lot of us had to look at or deal with during 2020, because it's been a year of a lot of static and a lot of, like, ups and downs, like, oh, then we might have a chance of getting back to normal or doing more, but then things went back south again. But it's just great to have that mentality that you have, Matt, and it's great for all of us to have that mentality of, let's, you know,
I would love to carry you in the battle with me.
Thank you. That's the one.
I appreciate that. That's the same thing.
Hey, you would have been one of my soldiers. You've been right beside me in battle because you have that drive. You have. You've never let
the cards that you've got dealt define you. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people that you're going to run to in life, and a lot of people that we have that they let something little in their life define the rest of their life. You've let big things in your life not define you. You've defined them.
I would love to have you as a deputy or a soldier because you would have been there with me and you'd been there to the end.
And that's coming from a bad son of a bitch right there. I'm telling you.
That's about the highest.
That is coming from a fucking bad son of a bitch, Matthew.
Well, you can't train that. You can't teach heart.
Well, you can't teach heart.
That dedication and that drive, you can't teach that. You either have it or you don't. And you have it, and so, like I say, as a soldier, as a deputy, or as a firefighter up under my command, I would take you into anything because you have that desire and that motivation, and you push through it. You may be showed some shit. You'd be like, hey, I need to back out. But what you've showed me and what Josh has said, you'll push through that, and that's what a leader is, and you would be a leader.
I greatly appreciate that. That is about the highest honor I can receive.
You can't get no fucking higher than that guy.
Because, like, if you know anything about me, you know how much I respect the military and how much
I just saw the Snapchat.
Well, like I say, it ain't about respect the military. You have it in you.
Holy God, he's fucking...
And that's from my upbringing, from them instilling that in me.
You can't teach that. It's in you or it's not.
Right, exactly.
That's point blank. He sent it to me. I was looking to see if you put it on this.
That's where I get it from. It's like you can't... Like I've told Josh on the first podcast we did, my dad literally told me to my face, you can do whatever you want to do. You got to work for it and nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And I didn't understand what he meant until I got into what I'm doing now. And now that I understand it, I'm like, fuck it, let's get it. Like, I don't care what I have to do to get there. I'm going to get there. Dude, you just don't realize.
I mean, you might. And I think Josh does, because Josh and Phil are around you all the time, and a few times we have been. In the world we live in, with such soft-ass people now.
Amen.
I couldn't be in law enforcement right now.
No, I know you couldn't. Trust me. Trust me, Don. I know there's no way in hell you could be.
I couldn't either.
But, Matthew, I'm telling you, and I told you this when you came in the first time. It was where... One day you're going to have a fucking complete story wrote. When you have that complete story wrote one day, you're going to help people. The cards that you got dealt for shit. All the surgeries, everything you've been through with the handicap and all that. But there's going to be a day that when your story is wrote, and I'm talking about from point A to point Z, you will help so many children in a way that I can't. The way that Don can't, the way that Neil can't, or anybody at this table. You have a fucking story, dude. You are, and that's why, like, I kind of fucked with you. You just didn't know I was fucking with you about you coming tonight. Because I wanted you and I wanted Matt Jackson here. Matt couldn't be. Because out of all the shows I've done, you and Matt were the ones that helped people. And that's why we're doing this. Like, do I talk shit a lot? Yes. Do I say a lot of vulgar shit? Yes.
You're full of a lot of shit.
Yeah, that's what fucking Don says.
See, the thing is, so am I, but I understand what it is, you know? Like, I'm good. Like, that's why I like hanging out with you. I'm pretty much the same. Like, we understand.
No, you're way fucking cooler than I am. You just don't realize it. You're way fucking better than I am, dude.
He's trying to tell his ass, but
they kind of boost me up a little bit.
I am a ordinary person with a big mouth. You are an extraordinary person with a handicap. That is two different things, sir. I also have a big mouth.
I do have a big mouth, but I mean, I can also.
Sure, you're better at it than I am.
Look, you started that shit, so don't get on me. But, like...
raised his hand.
He's always in my business.
Hold on. Neil Mullis has picked up a fucking microphone because he has to say something.
He's going to serenade
y'all. Looks pretty small.
It does. That's a big-ass microphone.
No shit.
The guru
thought he was holding up.
No, you go ahead.
I was waiting on my turn. I wasn't going to say nothing to everybody.
You just spilled your beer.
No, it's okay. It's just podcast type of electronics on it.
Way to be a dickhead.
Look
ahead,
it up.
All right. So, fuck 2020.
Amen.
I think everybody agrees with that.
God, that's money.
No, hey, as far as they fuck my table, too, it's fine.
I had to move it, bitch.
It's cool. Okay. Yeah, that's why you can say
it. I want to know, I want to know what everybody's going to do to make 2021 better. I want to know.
First time drinking beer.
No.
We're not going to touch nothing.
I want to know. I honestly want to know what everybody's going to do to better themselves.
Let me go last. I want to know what you and Kilbs is going to do to make 2021 better.
We're going to fuck a lot more.
Look, I'm just like, no.
No, baby. No.
Kelby vetoed that bill. Hashtag Mitch McConnell.
Hashtag we got to get a house first.
Oh, no pussy talk.
We got a bed. We ain't got a house. We got a bed.
Y'all been married 20 years. Y'all been sleeping a house yet?
Michael.
Oh, my God.
You got dirt.
What about dirt. You, Don? Don, what you got? What you got planned for 2021?
But you know, by the good Lord's will, my 2021 is already planned out. I'm just waiting for it to happen. I'm going to build a house and got some land and everything, so it's already there for me.
Yes, sir.
And when I get the house built, we're gonna have crawfish.
Low country bull before it's very good.
Yeah. Low country bull. We're going to have crab legs.
He actually fucking seasons this.
If we can do a remote podcast, we will do it there. And,
hey, don't forget our invite.
Y'all got the invite right now.
All
right.
What?
But I've already, you know, I've been blessed. And it's going to be good times for us.
What
I got my stimulus today.
Oh, now you can shut the fuck up. I'm turning your mic off.
Well, I got my stimulus yesterday. But 2021 right now for me and my family is looking good, and I hate that.
So glad your state's out.
I feel somewhat guilty, but it's stuff that we've been working on for 3 years, dude.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, it's just coming to pass. I've been overseas for 3 years, and now all the work that we did is brought us to this point where we're able to do what we want to do in 2021. And so we're going to be good to go. And
gonna a lot of folks very happy that y'all back.
We'll see.
You and dumbass called me earlier. Maybe. What the fuck is... Oh, God damn.
Hey.
Oh, shit. I saw that blonde walk in. I thought it was her sister, and then I saw her husband. It completely fucked me up. God damn, dude. We're going to have to end this soon because I'm trying to steal somebody's wife. No, I'm telling you. I thought that was the sister. But then I didn't know why your sister was here, but then I got excited. But then I was like, she's still not going to put me attention.
All right, Josh Terry.
All right, so hold on. So Jess and... let's say, Jess, what are you looking for 2021? Well, I'm going to say it, and then we're going to get off here because it looks like we need to drink and not do this no more.
All I want to say, and this has been stated before.
Oh, shit, I'm
we're
going to
walk in real fucking quiet. We're not going to touch nothing.
Well, so we're not going to touch.
And we're just going to see how it goes.
Amen.
I'm touching everything.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Don't touch
I'm touching
nothing.
My sticky-ass fingers.
We're not going to riot. We're not going to burn down buildings.
Oh, you trying to go that way.
Going to
Whoa, shit. No, fuck it.
I said what
well,
I said.
Well, the good thing about my job is... What I do now is I'm a safety manager.
So
I order
the conversation.
And I distribute gloves. So I will have plenty of gloves and we can touch whatever we want to.
Well, we, just,
Yeah, as long as they allow us to.
We're gonna tiptoe. No, we're gonna see how it goes.
And if it smells too bad, I got gloves. I got masks.
This is coming from a motherfucker that served overseas and smelled that ass.
I'm not fighting him.
All right, so Matthew.
No, we're not fighting.
Matthew, before I say goodbye, what do you want out of 2021, sir?
What I want out of 2021 is just to, like I say, inspire and motivate more people, get more adaptives out into
he's
the
fucking insane. That's an angel.
Into the combative sports environment. But also, like, I also want to, Josh, I got to say, man, thank you. Because ever since I've done that podcast with you, my wheels have been turning for what I want to do now. Like, for as far as my career and my, like, business-wise, like, you kind of got the wheels turning on that. Like, because I already had the idea, but, like, you pushed it further. And I will say, like, and also, like, the other thing I'm looking at.
If you make me fucking cry the first day of 2021, I swear, you're going to choke me up. What are you going to have jiu-jitsu competition?
I mean, I can do that, but I mean, I'll do it reluctantly. But since you asked,
I want to see it.
I will do it.
I promise he'll fuck me up. He'll fuck me up.
But other than that, like I say, I want to motivate and inspire. And like, I just want to be like, I just want to get to every goal that I want to get to. And I want to see everybody else that has goals that they want to achieve. I want to see everybody get there.
You know why everybody that is in this room right now knows that you're going to get to every goal you want to get to? Is because of your fucking heart. That's it, dude. Like, I might not succeed in the shit I want to do, but I'm telling you, you will because of your heart.
Heart of gold.
I got a piece of shit heart. I like whiskey, women, and doing bad shit. I mean, it's not that bad of a heart.
Don't say that about yourself.
No, no, it's fine.
Josh
is a piece of shit.
Josh is a piece of shit. But I'm fucking cute while I do it. But, so the last thing that I want to say, Matthew, Jess, Phil, Kobe's wife, everybody's still at the table, Don, Ashley, Don, and Kelby, and Neil. And Josh and everybody that's here, Lee and all that. I got fired in September. A lot of y'all made this shit happen. And did you clap?
No, I have
not.
Nats.
He just tore it. He got twerked. Fast. But no,
don't. I got something to say.
But say it real fast so I can say goodbye. And then
no,
gonna
I'm going to say it and it ain't going to be real fast.
Okay, fuck it.
Josh Terry has Creed fucking Fisher coming to Middle Georgia. This year,
February the 15th.
That's my birthday.
That's Creed fucking Fisher.
That's my fucking birthday.
That's Kelby's birthday.
My birthday is 3 years.
Let me
my
say it one more time birthday. For those in the back. Oh, Creed shit. Fisher is coming to Middle Georgia.
Hey,
and he's not only going to be here for just a concert. He's actually coming to hang out with Mr. Terry. He's probably going to do a podcast. That's Creed Fisher. Creed Fisher is one of the most badass artists
say
there
for
is
in the
country.
Back, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I love him. I mean, if y'all don't know him, go listen to him. Listen to some of his music. He's coming to this studio. He's going to do a podcast with Josh. I'm probably not going to be involved in it because I don't want to be a fanboy. But y'all listen to Creed Fisher. Y'all also give Josh a follow. Give him a follow on all his social media and everything. He's trying to do a lot for a small area. He's trying to do a lot for a small area in Georgia that don't get a whole lot of attention. He's bringing a lot of attention to a lot of names that people don't know. He's giving a voice to the small town man.
To the voices. That means a lot.
And that's something that a lot of us don't get. I mean, your blue collar workers, your military guys, your MMA fighters, your everyday working class man don't get a voice a lot of times in this country, and he's trying his best to do. He's trying his best to give everybody a voice, trying to give everybody a platform.
It's not that I'm just trying to give everybody a voice. It's the people with hearts like y'all.
Somebody tell me who that
white clothes belongs to. That's the thing. It's people that's got hearts.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's
exactly.
The best flavor.
And he's also bringing some badass music to this area. Not only that.
Amen.
Well, last thing I want to say, and thank you, Neil, that from you and your wife, and y'all know what it means to me from y'all. No, we're not doing this shit. But y'all know, coming from y'all in our history, what it means to me. And that I can't ask for a fucking better way to start off 2021. But
yeah, because fuck 2020.
Amen.
That's all I got to say.
And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Every month.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Epstein did not kill himself.
I'm not even holding that one in.
Josh, cut it now.
No, I'm saying bye. This is my fucking show. I'm saying bye. No, last thing we're saying, and then we're fucking X-ing at this, and we're uploading it. Is you shut up, Lee Tucker.
Where did you
is go? I thought I did what was right for our military and our police officers, and I got fired for it. And it was a blessing in disguise, and it was a place that I did not think that I was going to overcome from. But with pain comes a purpose. So if you're going through bad shit in your life right now and you don't understand why, whether you believe in God or you believe in the universe, whatever, understand that with your pain comes a purpose. And why the fuck are you laughing? Are we drinking moonshine while we're doing it? No, it's fine.
Moonshine,
no,
I'm going to check on two.
But the thing is if you're going through a bad time in your life, you can either own that time or it can own you. I'm very thankful for everybody in this room because y'all have made me what I've got to be in the past 3 months. And Neil, Lee, everybody, thank y'all so much. And for everybody listening, I love y'all. Don, you got to say something? Say it before I say bye.
From the military and law enforcement, thank you, Josh, for standing up for us at Y96.
Yes, sir.
Oh, they're fucking not going to.
Everybody, let's give Josh a round of applause.
No, I don't deserve it. I promise you, I don't deserve it. But no, if you're listening to this right now, regardless of what you do for a living, if you have a good heart, thank you for listening. And if you don't, fucking get a good heart. And thank y'all for fucking tuning in to the last thing I'm saying. It's like Lee just said, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Cherry Podcast. This was the last fucking episode of 2020. Y'all get ready for 2021.
Have faith in 2021.
First of all, ain't none of y'all saying bye. I was saying bye. Bye, motherfuckers!
The number one selling product of its kind with over 20 years of research and innovation. Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum toxin A, is a prescription medicine used to temporarily make moderate to severe frown lines, crow's feet, and forehead lines look better in adults.
Effects of Botox Cosmetic may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness may be a sign of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Don't receive Botox Cosmetic if you have a skin infection. Side effects may include allergic reactions, injection site pain, headache, eyebrow and eyelid drooping, and eyelid swelling. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Tell your doctor about medical history, muscle or nerve conditions including ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis, or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects. For full safety information, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
See for yourself at BotoxCosmetic.com.
How's your money feeling? It's about to feel happier with a certificate from Happy Money's partner, Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. Elevate and increase your savings with 18-month terms and only a $500 minimum. And the happiest part? MSU FCU certificates yield 4.5% APY annual percentage yield. Now that's a happier side of money. Elevate your savings. Go to happymoney.com/MSUFCU. That's MSUFCU. Funds insured up to $250,000 by NCUA. The APY is accurate as of the 12/1/2023 dividend declaration date. Early withdrawal penalties do apply. Fees may reduce earnings on the account. Any monthly withdrawals or transfers reduce earnings.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.